Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is asking Alaska fishermen to report and retain for sampling any Atlantic salmon they catch. The request follows the release of 300,000 Atlantic salmon from a fish farm off Washington State. A Fish and Game post says it's not uncommon for escaped Atlantic salmon to school with Alaska-bound fish. Commercial fishing boats are scrambling to catch as many of the Atlantic salmon as they can, but as Courtney Flatt of EarthFix and Northwest Public Radio reports, there's concern about negative impacts to Pacific species.
Kurt Beardsley is the executive director of Wild Fish Conservancy Northwest. He calls the escapement an environmental nightmare.
The Atlantic salmon bring with them pollution, virus, and parasite amplification. All of that harms Pacific salmon.
Lummi Nation fishers worry that endangered Chinook salmon could wind up as bycatch. Officials with the fish farm didn't return requests for comment. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly generally does not oppose marijuana business license applications, but during a meeting last night, the issue of odor prompted the panel to consider a resolution to deny a cultivation license. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
The owners of Elevated Innovations LLC sought to have their cultivation license renewed. It seemed straightforward. The cannabis growers' operations lie off Chena Hot Springs Road in an area zoned for rural agriculture. But Assembly members Lance Roberts and Guy Satley created a resolution denying the request, citing complaints neighbors like Ole Christensen filed with the state about the smells coming off the operation.
If I go out to have a barbecue and sit in my lawn, I can't enjoy it because I don't like having my head up a skunk's butt. And that's what it smells like.
Other neighbors cited health complaints they believe were triggered by the odor. Resolution sponsor Guy Satley defended it by pointing to state regulations.
I can't get beyond the state code on page 131, which says can't emit an odor that's detectable by the public from outside the cultivation facility.
But supporters of the growers denied there was an overwhelming smell, and what smell there was didn't last long and wasn't intense. And the owner of Elevated Innovations, Christopher Konopka, read from a letter sent by the local state marijuana control officer who visited the site.
At this point, you have not violated any regulations or statutes warranting a notice of violation to be presented from the Marijuana Control Board.
In discussion on the resolution, some assembly members cited the conflicting testimony on the smell. Others said it was a state regulation and the state should be responsible for enforcing it. Ultimately, the resolution failed on a 6-2 vote. A companion resolution allowing the license renewal process to proceed passed. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Alaska State Troopers are trying to identify a man who exposed himself to a woman along a road in North Pole. Troopers have released a photo submitted with a complaint filed by the victim. It's of a white male in his 20s wearing a dark color hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and sunglasses. Troopers say he was reported to be riding a skateboard during the indecent exposure incident Monday on Plaque Road. They say officers responded to the area but could not locate the man and are asking the public to help identify him. A Fairbanks hunting guide is charged with offenses investigators say he committed last year during a bear hunt near Nome. Alaska wildlife troopers say 56-year-old Brian L. Simpson is charged with 5 offenses they say Simpson committed during the hunt in the spring of 2016 in the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. The charges include using a motorized vehicle to harass game and hunting without permission. The charges stem from an investigation by Nome-based wildlife troopers who got a complaint about illegal hunting activity in the preserve. An assistant guide and an employee of Simpson's are also charged for their roles in the hunt. The State Department of Fish and Game will close the popular McCollum caribou season one day early this year because hunters have already had a lot of success harvesting bulls. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Delta Junction area wildlife biologist Bob Schmidt says as of Thursday, hunters who stalked their prey on foot had already harvested 34 bulls from the Macomb caribou herd since the season opened on August 10th. That's more than half of this season's quota of 60, so he says Fish and Game will end the hunt at midnight Saturday, leaving hunters who use motorized vehicles only one day to bag a bull.
typically half the harvest comes those two motorized days. So, you know, with already being at 34, if we let it go both motorized days, that, you know, could get 10 or more over.
Schmidt says Fish and Game wants to keep this season's take of bulls as close to 60 as possible to maintain the population of the Macomb herd, which had bounced back this year and grown to about 1,200.
The highest has been at 1,500, you know, a few years back, but then it dipped down to 700 or 800 for the last 2 years. And so that's why we had the conservative quota of 40 last year. But now, this year, with it being a little higher again, we bumped it back up to 60.
The Macomb caribou herd usually ranges from the Delta River west of Donnelly Flats to Yerrick Creek near Toke. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
National Public Radio science correspondent Shankar Vedantam speaks in Fairbanks tonight. Vedantam's Hidden Brain podcast and regular segments on NPR News explore the intersection between science and human nature.
I'm fascinated by how I myself think and how often my own thinking deviates from the kind of rational person I believe myself to be.
Vedantam says he draws on a large volume of research on humans' tendency to diverge from rational thought, often in some of our most common behaviors.
The ideal story for me in some ways is to find a behavior that's very common that everyone sort of sees around them all the time, and to try and link that with some scientific research that suggests that that behavior is actually a clue to something much deeper about human nature. It's a clue to deeper patterns in the way we operate.
Vedantam emphasizes that the intent is not to degrade humanity, but elevate our understanding of behavior to improve it.
Understanding how our minds work and understanding how we might be acting in ways that are dissonant with our highest values and intentions can be a very powerful way to help us actually enact those highest intentions, to actually act more deliberately, to choose to do the right thing rather than be led astray by our hidden biases.
Vedantam notes that the drivers of our tendencies remain mysterious, and research has only clouded any lean toward either nature or nurture. Shankar Vedantam speaks at the Herring Auditorium from 6 to 7 this evening. The event is part of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Centennial Celebration. I'm Dan Bross.